This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The wolf that died this month died in Rio Blanco County. It was confirmed by Colorado Parks and Wildlife at a hearing at the state capitol Friday. Previously, CPW would only say Northwest Colorado. Local ranchers and producers wanted to know. No details, though, on how that female gray wolf died. U.S. Fish and Wildlife's doing a necropsy and investigation. The wolf was part of a group of wolves translocated to Colorado from British Columbia in January of 2025. The Western Resilience Center has recognized contributions of local community leaders and groups at the Environmental Leadership Awards ceremony Thursday at Bud Werner Memorial Library. The 12 recipients were honored for making a lasting impact through climate action, collaboration, and community leadership. There's a list on our website. January is National Mentoring Month. Here in Northwest Colorado, Partners for Youth provided more than 130 youth with mentors last year in both Moffitt and Rout counties. There's a list of youth waiting for trusted mentors. If you can help, look for the Get Involved tab at partnersyouth.org. The Moffitt County School District Board of Education meets tonight at 5:30. Steamboat Springs School District also has a regular meeting today. That's at 4:30 at Steamboat Springs Middle School. Steamboat campus of Colorado Mountain College is looking for artists to paint some murals. The art will be in the main interior stairwell of the academics building with the theme Joy in the Journey. Apply through Steamboat Creates Opportunities page before February 20th. Enrollment's open for the upcoming school year for North Rout Community Charter School in Clark. Enroll at northroutcharter.org. Drama students at Steamboat Springs High School present the performance of Almost Maine, continuing tonight and tomorrow. Tickets are only available online, steamboatschools.net. Quarterly lymphedema monitoring begins today at UC Health Sports Med Clinic. Call Sports Med for an appointment. 4th of July Committee in Yampa is having a 6 o'clock meeting tonight in Town Hall at Crossins. Tonight's the deadline to sign up for a Winter Carnival snow sculpture team. Only 10 teams allowed this year for one of Steamboat's longest winter traditions. There are prizes for best community team and best student team. Apply through steamboatcreates.org. 6 seniors on the Steamboat Stampede 19U girls hockey team were honored at their game Saturday night. Then they crushed the Vail Mountaineers 7-1. The Steamboat Sailors Nordic team hosted 11 other teams for the Steamboat Classic at Haymaker Saturday. Sailor senior Dixie Barnes won the women's overall race, which helped the team secure second place in the team standings. The boys are fifth overall. Another top finish, Ben Becker in second, representing Steamboat Springs Middle School. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.